Well, the thing is, we can get like this no matter who we are in our Christian walk. The initial feeling can wear off, you know, so to speak. You know, we get used to being a Christian. Mm. You know, it's sad to say that, but yes, you know, it does happen. And this is why it can be dangerous to focus on, I focus on the experiences in faith, mm. you know, the big high moments. Yeah. Well, if that's what you base your faith on, you're in for a rocky road, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's so much more. Faith, it's a decision, not an emotional state. You know, the thing is, we can get into a place where we can feel excited again, even after a wilderness experience. It's not conjuring up some kind of big emotion, but it's allowing the Spirit to guide you and to direct you, listening to a still, small voice. And we can use certain spiritual disciplines, such as solitude and fasting, you know, prayer alone, worship, and more. All these together can help us get that feeling back, you know, for lack of a better term, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, the enemy loves to use doubt and to make, you know, and more, really, to make us feel like we're not saved. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. Focus on God and seek his will. Remember the words of what Jesus said in Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. And then James, in James 4, 8, part A, it says this. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Or as other versions put it, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Mm. So just because you're not feeling near to God doesn't mean you're far away from him. I want to make that clear. Stay close. See what he is doing and just trust him.